لبيك الله.
ذو الحجة, the final month of the lunar year.
لبيك اللهم لبيك, لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك, إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك.
Dhul-Hijjah, the final month of the lunar year, the month of Hajj for Muslims from far and near.
A time to fulfill a once-in-a-lifetime obligation and distance yourself from worldly temptation.
In the city where hearts are drawn to the green dome, a place we all wish we could call home.
At the grave of the one to whom belongs the major intercession, you stand in humility and great veneration.
In Mecca awaits another magnificent sight. To one's eyes, the holy Kaaba brings much delight.
When pilgrims flock to Mount Arafat, it's to fulfill the greatest integral of Hajj, in fact.
Upon leaving Arafat and heading to Muzdalifah, together in harmony, pilgrims repeat the talbiyah.
On the evening of Eid, to Mina the pilgrims go. The next day at the three Jamarat, pebbles they will throw.
Returning to the Haram, they perform wudu at the Zamzam well before performing tawaf around the Kaaba to bid farewell.
About these practices, more you'll find out and know by joining us on Reconnecting in Dhul-Hijjah on 2MFM Radio.
وكل الأنس يغشاه
Praise be to Allah, and may Allah Ta'ala raise the rank and increase the honor of our Master Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, his kind Al and companions. Hello, good afternoon, and welcome to episode 3 of Reconnecting in Dhul-Hijjah on 92.1 FM Muslim Community Radio. It's definitely great to have your company once again. Welcome to the show. It's also fantastic to be in the company of my colleague and wonderful co-host, Ola. Great to be back on air with you, Ola.
Likewise, Nadia. Good afternoon to you, and a very big good afternoon to all our listeners who are tuned in to the Muslim Community Radio and to this third installment of Reconnecting in Dhul-Hijjah on the airwaves of 2MFM and 2MFM.org.
Well, it's officially Hajj season. The month of Dhul-Hijjah is finally here. And yesterday, Ola, I received the announcement, the confirmation about the approach of the month of Dhul-Hijjah. And it really brought this immense sensation knowing that Hajj season is finally here.
Yes, and I guess this means that we are now officially reconnecting in Dhul-Hijjah.
Yes.
So yes, indeed, Darul Fatwa, the Islamic High Council of Australia, has announced that in accordance with Islamic moon sighting practices, Sunday the 12th of August 2018 was confirmed to be the first of Dhul Hijjah, making Monday the 20th of August 2018 the day of Arafah and Tuesday the 21st of August 2018 the day of Eid al-Adha al-Mubarak.
Yes, indeed. That was the announcement that we received by the Islamic High Council of Australia. It is a very sacred, holy and blessed time of the year in which millions of Muslims worldwide embark on a holy journey to Mecca and Medina to perform pilgrimage with ultimate submission to Allah. And even for those who aren't embarking on the journey of a lifetime, they still have the opportunity to earn immense reward. As we know, the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah are incredibly blessed. And in fact, there is a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam confirmed this, in which he said, what means no good deeds done on other days are more rewarded for than those done on these days. And he was referring to the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. So even though we aren't in the blessed lands of Mecca and Medina, we do have that opportunity to earn immense reward.
And the day of Arafah in itself, it is the greatest day of the entire year, subhanAllah. So many blessings, and it's highly recommended. We'll just add this as a reminder, as a timely reminder to all our listeners, that it is highly recommended to fast on the day of Arafah.
Absolutely. So there is incredible opportunity for Muslims worldwide to be among those dwellers of paradise bi-ithnillahi ta'ala and earning the forgiveness and mercy from Allah Azza wa Jal. And bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, as Ula mentioned, it's a great opportunity to fast on the day of Arafah because guess what? It's actually the best day of the year.
Yes, indeed. Subhanallah, Nariya. It is a very sentimental part of the year for many Muslims. I mean, not long ago it was Ramadan.
Yeah.
And it was a very spiritual time of the year. And now we get to Dhul Hijjah again, where, you know, we get back in touch with our spirituality and we focus on the important things in life.
Absolutely.
And really reflect on our purpose in being in this world.
Subhanallah. And really, with every occasion within the Islamic calendar, there is something to learn from. Especially during this time, we learn about the sacrifices of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam and his son Ismail. We learn about what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam encountered during his time in Mecca and Medina. And a lot of people do revisit the history, and the memories are revived as they are within those blessed lands. And subhanallah, there is something so spiritual and momentous about this time as we reflect on the beauty of our religion and the wisdom behind what this religion entails.
Yes, subhanallah. Rasulullah.
This is something that those who yearn for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam really wish for, to be in the blessed land of Al-Madinah, to be beside the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And many of my friends are currently visiting Al-Madinah at this current time, and it's really amazing how the things that they reflect on and what they share with you in terms of their emotions and the love that enters their heart for their beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Indeed, Nadia. I mean, really, no experience supersedes that of, you know, embarking on a journey like Hajj, and especially, you know, visiting the grave of the Prophet and seeing the Kaaba for the first time. Those experiences, I can tell you, those moments and the feelings and the emotions that were evoked.
Yep.
In such situations, I will never forget those until my last breath, because nothing in this life will make you feel the way that you do in those two instances.
No.
Seeing the Holy Kaaba for the first time, and standing in front of the grave of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I don't even know. I have not been able in since that time. How many years has it been? And I still have not found the right collection of words to describe exactly what I felt.
I could imagine how it would really surpass all expectations. You'd think you'd feel one certain way, but that really exceeds expectations. Once you're there, you feel like you're overwhelmed. You feel like there's an overwhelming reaction that you're experiencing, and it's hard to put it to words.
It's such a surreal experience, Nadia, that you honestly, you stand there and you actually have to question yourself, am I really awake? Is this really happening? Am I standing in front of the grave of the best man who ever lived, who ever walked this earth? And it just, you go back in time almost, and you try and imagine what it was like in the times that the Prophet was on this earth and was with us, and you try and retrace his footsteps, and you, everywhere you go, you say, this is where the Prophet walked, this is where the Prophet did this, this is, I don't know how to explain it. It really is so emotional, and it's one of those things where you have goosebumps all the way.
Yeah, definitely.
All the way, in every step that you take, in everything that you reflect upon, it just brings goosebumps and it brings tears, and you almost become speechless in some instances, because you don't know how to express yourself and you don't know what to ask for in such situations.
Yeah, and during this time of year, I mean, what really becomes common is the reminiscing aspect of it. For those who long to revisit the lands of Mecca and Medina, I mean, you have one portion of people who haven't been yet and are longing to go and wishing to go. Then you have another group of people who wish to revisit the journey.
And I don't know if we've mentioned this before, Nadia, but the longing that a person feels before they have had that experience is much, much different to that of somebody who has been and knows what to expect. It takes it to another level almost, because before you go there, you know it's a blessed land. You know the merits of visiting certain places and doing certain things. But once you're there and you experience those emotions almost become addictive. It's something that you want to experience again and again and again. You want to feel that happiness. You want to feel that serenity. You want to feel that tranquility that you will not find. And subhanAllah, the amazing thing, Nadia, that when you go to Hajj, you're surrounded by hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people at any one time. Especially in places like around the Kaaba and at the Prophet's grave, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But almost for an instant, you feel like you're there by yourself.
Yeah.
Everybody else around you becomes insignificant.
Subhanallah.
And you actually feel like it's just you and the place that you're standing in.
Especially for those perhaps women who leave their children behind, who leave their family behind to embark on this journey, they would tell you, I know this from my mum. She said, because she left my younger sister when she was about 4 or 5 years old, so you can imagine how young she is.
Yes.
She said, once you're there, you don't even think about it. I mean, you do miss them, but it's not like it's distracting you from what you're doing and the aim that you have once you're there. Yeah. So all these worldly distractions are pushed aside, and your goal, your aspiration is to soak in as much as you can from that experience, because it could very well be your only experience in this life.
That's right. And another thing, Nadia, is that once you really start focusing on why you're there, why you're performing this obligation, and remembering and reflecting on the fact that you're doing this for the sake of the one who created you. And you just look at, I think we stand in a moment where we kind of reassess and reevaluate a lot of the things in our lives, and we start to realize that a lot of the things we consider to be problems are not actually problems. They seem so trivial.
Yep.
And you start to really see things with a different degree of clarity.
Absolutely. It's a very life-changing experience for many people who return from Hajj. You see them as different people, and their outlook on life is absolutely, it's transformed the way they think, the way they behave, the way they deal with their family members, how they cope at work. All that really plays a part in who they become. And that's part of the experience of Hajj. And that's what we really want to hear from our listeners today. We want to get them to share their first time experiences of Hajj. You heard Ola's experience of Hajj. You won't hear mine because I still haven't been. But please make dua for me that I will get the opportunity to go.
May Allah facilitate for you, Nadia, to perform this obligation.
Ameen, Ola. I feel so left out because so many people are sharing their experiences. And here I am trying my best to come to terms with how that experience is based on other people's experiences. But we really want to increase that happiness and delight for this occasion. Let's take it as a way of embracing Dhul-Hijjah, welcoming Dhul-Hijjah by getting our listeners to share their experiences. And bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, you can do it by messaging us on WhatsApp 0410-830-930. If you're too shy to call, then that's the option for you. But Ola, of course they can call on the show.
Of course they can. And on 9707-2747, we are waiting for your calls this afternoon. So you can relay to us.
Yes.
So you can tap in to your inner self and bring out those memories and those feelings that were evoked when you first saw the Kaaba and when you first stood in front of the Prophet's grave. And overall, during the whole experience, I mean, for the first time going to Hajj, what was it like for you? What did you see or experience versus what you were expecting before you went there?
Absolutely. All that we would love to hear, and do stay tuned. Welcome back, dear listeners. You are listening to episode 3 of Reconnecting in Dhul-Hijjah. And yes, we have officially started the month. The month is finally here, the last month of the lunar year, which is the month of Dhul-Hijjah. And Ola, another aspect to the show, another part of the show is the exciting Hajj season giveaway. And this is something that we look forward to every single Hajj season. You know, it's something that commonly happens throughout many occasions during the Islamic year, such as Ramadan. So it's something that our listeners are quite accustomed to. Yes. But we do have another exciting Hajj season giveaway. It won't be a month-long season giveaway.
There won't be as much suspense, I guess.
No.
You'll only need to wait about a week or so.
Exactly, because, you know, once I learned that Eid will be happening next week, I sort of panicked.
Didn't it catch you a bit off guard?
Yes, it did. I didn't expect them to say next week is Eid.
I mean, yes, we've been working on reconnecting in Dhul-Hijjah for quite some time and it's been on our mind.
Yeah.
But the fact that Eid is so near has really kind of,
I mean, I'm not complaining.
Obviously, we're not complaining. Obviously, nobody's complaining. This is one of the most anticipated
events of the year,
subhanAllah. Yes, it almost felt like we had another month to go.
Exactly, but it doesn't seem that is the case. And as we mentioned, we will be having a quiz throughout the week and next week leading up to the Sydney Eid Festival, which is happening not this weekend, the weekend after.
Yes.
And again, it's happening so soon. Be mindful that on the day of Eid, there will be many live shows presented throughout the day on 2MFM Muslim Community Radio. So as Ala mentioned, from that day onwards, leading up to the Sydney Eid Festival, there will be plenty of opportunity, not just during our program, but also during other programs presented on 2MFM.
In total, there are 10 tablets to be given away to participants on various live shows.
Yep.
So this gives you plenty of opportunities to be one of those winners.
That's right, Ola. And to inform our listeners, the Sydney Eid Festival will be held at Paul Keating Park in Bankstown on Saturday the 25th and Sunday the 26th of August 2018 from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Free parking is available and entry to the ground is also free. For those wishing to travel by public transport, the venue is a short walk from Bankstown train station. There will be fun rides, jumping castles, diversity and food stalls and a live chanting band. So that gives you, I guess, a little bit of detail.
All the excitement that you're accustomed to experiencing at the Sydney Eid Festival year after year.
That's right. Ya rayt la andak tir. This is something we all wish we could do, to fly to the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam. I wish it just happened with a click of a button where you could immediately be beside the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Imagine sitting one day and feeling a bit down and rusty and saying, Ya rayt la andak tir.
Yes, and then indeed.
Within a split second, you're next to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam.
It's a dream, isn't it?
It is a dream, and we would love to hear the experiences of those who have been to Hajj before. How was it to see the Kaaba for the very first time? How did you feel as you stood beside the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What emotions overcame you?
Maybe if it makes it easier for you, what I will ask our participants to do is probably to give us three words.
Okay.
Three words that describe how they felt.
How about you started off, Ola?
How about I started off? I need some time to think about the words. I mean, you caught me off guard there, Nadia.
Well, I mean,
there are a lot of words.
There are a lot of words.
But to narrow it down to three, to the three most meaningful words is what I'm going to struggle with.
That's true. Yeah. Three words is a bit hard to, I mean, it's hard to explain it to begin with. It's hard to even explain it with one word.
It's difficult to explain it even with an essay, I think. Oh, about these experiences, you can write books.
Yes.
Honestly.
Yeah.
You go to Hajj and with everything that you feel and experience and the way that it changes you and the emotions that it evokes in you, you could write books.
And the journey doesn't merely start when you board the plane, Ola. It starts long before that. It starts, I mean, before you can even remember. I mean, when you were young, wishing, making dua, making supplication that inshallah later on you will be among those fortunate ones to embark on this pilgrimage journey. It starts long before. It's really inspiring how for young children, they know the significance of this type of journey and what it means for Muslims worldwide.
Yes, subhanAllah.
Yeah.
You are reconnecting with Nadia and Ola on Reconnecting in Dhul Hijjah on 92.1 FM Muslim Community Radio. If you would like to also shed light on your experiences of Hajj, we have the WhatsApp number. We'd love to hear from you on 0410-830-930. Alternatively, you can also call us on 970-72747. This month of Dhul Hijjah is indeed a very special time for Muslims worldwide. As you know, the 9th of Dhul Hijjah is the day of Arafah, the best day of the year. And the 10th of Dhul Hijjah is the day of Eid al-Adha al-Mubarak. This year, the day of Arafah will be the following Monday, next Monday, the 20th of August, and the day of Eid will coincide with Tuesday, the 21st of August. So, as we mentioned also, from the day of Eid onwards, leading up to the Sydney Eid Festival, there is also an opportunity to be in the running to win a tablet.
That's right. You will need to participate on our live programs, as we mentioned earlier, and one of them is obviously reconnecting in Dhul Hijjah.
عنده لقيته قلب انغرم بالحرم لما رأيته يا هنا يا بي والكرم عنده لقيته
قلب انغرم بالحرم لما رأيته يا هنا يا بي والكرم عنده
So the Sydney Eid Festival is only a few days away, and there will be some great purchases available for those who wish to be there, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. And one of which, Ola, is the Mawlid DVD and CD. It is now available. So the December 2017 Mawlid DVD is available to be purchased for $20 at 40 Hector Street, Chester Hill, or from the Tourm FM stall at the Sydney Eid Festival.
In addition to many other productions by Tourm FM.
Absolutely.
So this is a great opportunity for you to add to your collection or to complete your collection from the Tourm FM productions. Not only that, Nadia, but also for those who are purchasing CDs or productions from the Tourm FM stall at the Sydney Eid Festival, they also have an opportunity to be entered into the giveaway to also win a tablet. So not just strictly for those who are calling in on the live programs, but we've also given attendees at the Sydney Eid Festival who choose to support Tourm FM by purchasing from our productions that opportunity to earn themselves a great giveaway as well.
That's right, Ola. Those who purchase $20 worth of CDs and DVDs from Thursday, 9th of August, and at the Sydney Eid Festival will also have the chance to, inshallah, win, and one of $50 cash. Now, these tablets will be given away at the end of the day on Saturday and Sunday at the Sydney Eid Festival, as we mentioned.
يا ريتني زرته من زمان والقلب داق طعم الأمان
يا ريتني زرته من زمان والقلب داق طعم الأمان
يا ريتني زرته من زمان والقلب داق طعم الأمان وعنده قضيته عمري قضيته عنده قضيته
قلب انغرم بالحرم لما رأيته يا هنا يا بيه والكرم عنده لقيته
Guess what? The sensational festival of Eid al-Adha is almost near, a celebration of one of the best occasions of the year.
It's the Multicultural Sydney Eid Festival,
with amazing food, great activities and rides even better than before. Live chanting performances, 2 days of community fun and much, much more.
Don't miss out on a spectacular weekend on Saturday the 25th and Sunday the 26th of August from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. at Paul Keating Park in Bankstown. We ask Allah to grant us a prosperous and blessed Eid al-Adha. Ameen. Welcome back, dearest listeners. You are tuned in to Reconnecting in Dhul Hijjah on your favourite station, the Muslim Community Radio. And with you is Nadia and Ola. We are, as we mentioned, within the first 10 days of this blessed month of Dhul Hijjah, which are incredibly blessed days. As we mentioned, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he really emphasized and spoke about the high merit and virtue of the first 10 days of this month. He said, no good deeds done on other days are more rewarded for than those done on these days, meaning the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. So these days are so blessed to an extent that the rewards one would receive for performing good deeds will be multiplied. So performing recommended acts of worship like fasting, praying optional prayers, and making donations during these 10 days are highly emphasized. Allah Azza wa Jal said in the Quran, وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالٍ عَشَرٍ. So Allah Azza wa Jal swore by the dawn break and by the 10 nights. Also, Abdullah ibn Abbas, the cousin of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, these 10 nights are the nights of the first 10 nights of Dhul Hijjah. So the rewards are so great for the one who performs good deeds during these 10 nights. And for those embarking on their trip to perform pilgrimage, I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to accept from you your acts of worship and to make you among those who are forgiven by Allah the Exalted. If you are listening, please do keep me and Ula in your supplication and send my humble salam to the best of mankind. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the opportunity to fulfill this wonderful obligation of pilgrimage. Ameen.
And we do have our first caller for this afternoon on Reconnecting in Dhul Hijjah. Let's see who that is. Hello.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
How are you today?
Alhamdulillah. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, mashkurullah, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah, always and forever.
You're talking about the Hajj.
Yes.
It's like, subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yarzuqna al-awda, the best day in the year.
Allahumma ameen.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yarzuqna al-awda wa yarzuqkum al-hajj wal-umrah.
Ameen, inshaAllah.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yaj'alna min hujjaj ahlil bayt sana al-qadima, inshaAllah.
Jama'an, inshaAllah.
Did you went to the Hajj, Ola?
Yes, I did. I went when I was 13 years old.
Yeah, but how you feel every year?
Every year since then, every year since then, I have a pain in my heart.
Yeah.
Subhanallah, it hurts.
Every year in these days, you start remember.
Yes.
This time they going to do this, or the in the Rauda, or in the Haram, or subhanallah, it's the best days. It's like the best trip in life.
It is. It is. There is no trip that you will ever take in your lifetime.
You can't forget about it.
No, you can't.
Yeah.
You
and
can't.
Other trip, yeah, maybe you forgot something, but yeah. This one, yeah, no. It's stuck in your mind, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. It is such an amazing, amazing experience.
It is.
Haji, if I can just ask you, what did you feel when you walked in to Al-Masjid al-Nabawi and you went and stood in front of the grave of the Prophet?
I don't know. It's like the feeling you can't describe.
And the tears just flow involuntarily.
You start make dua and subhanAllah, when you are there, you can't remember anything. You focus on these places and what you're doing. And
that's right.
SubhanAllah, but you still remember your family to make supplication for them.
Yes.
And stuff like that. Yeah.
That's right.
But subhanAllah, it's the best. Like,
it's amazing that the time that you remember your family in a situation like that is actually so you can make dua for them. It's not because you're thinking about how much you miss them or anything that. It's just because
you not miss anyone. That's what I'm saying. You forgot everything. You missing, not missing anyone, but you still remember them when you make application for them. Yeah, but subhanAllah, that day is like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yarzuqna al-awda.
Ameen. I can feel the emotion in your voice, subhanAllah. Yeah, I can feel how
like every year these days, all my thought is about Hajj. Like they going now to do this and they are now in this place or they visiting this mosque or this. All my thinking is like what they doing.
Subhanallah. I mean, look, if you make like a trip to a different country or go on a holiday, it's very temporary and the happiness you feel is very temporary.
Yeah.
But when it comes to the trip to Mecca and Medina, it stays with you for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
And as we mentioned, it's really life-changing. So with everything that you do back at home and how you live your life, you're constantly reminded about, you know, Hajj and what you learnt, the patience that you endured during that period of time.
That's
and
right.
you it's interesting how you mentioned that you don't miss anyone when you go to Mecca and Medina, but when you come back, you miss Mecca and Medina constantly, every single day.
How do you miss your family? And subhanAllah, how do you miss your family when you're standing, say, in front of the grave of the Prophet, who is dearer to you than your mother and your father and all the people that you know? And subhanAllah, that in itself is an experience.
But they still in your mind when you make supplication.
Yes.
Yeah, you remember them when you do supplication and you make dua, all this stuff.
Of course.
You mention the name and make dua for them, But subhanAllah, whenever you hear someone going for Umrah or Hajj, I don't know, just like, I don't know, I wish I can.
You feel like somebody squeezing your heart almost. I know that feeling, I know it.
I wish I go with them every year.
Inshallah. Who wouldn't love to go every year? Who wouldn't love to spend their entire life in front in the Prophet's mosque?
What do you mean? I'm hoping that I could live there.
Yes, subhanAllah.
I mean, if we could, I mean, we would.
Of course.
100%. Thank you so much, Haji, for sharing your experiences with us. Barakallahu fiki. Thank you very much for your contribution.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yamit, ahlo sahla.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
And welcome back, dearest listeners. You are tuned in to Reconnecting in Dhul Hijjah. It is the second day of Dhul Hijjah, and we are just excited as you are to embrace this glorious month in which millions of pilgrims from all walks of life, from the richest to the poorest, all dressed in white, performing the same rituals. This is something that particularly touches one's heart. And we had Haji Imwasim earlier on, Ola, share her experiences of Hajj, and we also want to hear the experiences of many more others who also embarked on this journey.
And subhanAllah, Nadia, the one thing that you find in common amongst every person who talks about their experience of Hajj is that when they reflect upon it, you can hear the emotion in their voice. It's like they're struggling, they're fighting to keep back the tears because it is such an emotional experience and they want to so badly re-experience it. That it actually hurts, and I know that pain, it actually does. One of the things that I really didn't get to ask Sister Hanan was that how did she feel when she left, when she departed? I remember, and this stands out in my memory very, very clearly, the day that we were leaving Medina. The day that we were leaving Medina is entrenched in my memory.
A lot of sobbing.
A lot of... I don't think, Nadia, I have seen that many grown men
cry,
sobbing
yep.
as I did that day in one place.
SubhanAllah.
Grown men. And I'm saying grown men because I'm pretty sure that a lot of these men have probably...
Never cried. Yep.
If they have, it's very few times. And their level of emotion, the level of emotion they were showing, and they weren't even, it wasn't even something like, sometimes you feel like a man would be ashamed to show that much emotion. But in a situation like that, you know,
There's no shame in feeling
and knowing that you are leaving this blessed land.
Because it contains the blessed body of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. He is buried there and the prophets are alive in their graves praying.
And subhanAllah, I remember this, there's this vivid scene in my memory where we're on the bus and we're just about to leave and we drive past the haram. And everybody on that bus was chanting in praise of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there was one particular chant which was Wada'an. Wada'an ya Aba Zahra, Wada'an. And everybody, and I mean everybody without exception, was absolutely in tears.
SubhanAllah.
Flooding of tears. And it really did feel...
Can you imagine chanting those words while you are there? I mean, listening to any chant involving the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam or involving the Holy Kaaba really would add to that sensation. And it's really amazing how it's a mutual feeling that these people experience. And as you mentioned, no one felt shy to shed not a tear, but overwhelming tears.
A flood of tears.
It was a flood of tears, exactly.
SubhanAllah, Nadia. If I tell you, I think everybody felt the very same way in that we all felt like we were leaving a part of ourselves, a part of our heart, or maybe all of our heart there, in a way that, you know, there's a certain degree of emotion involved when you're saying goodbye to your family, when you're leaving them and you're departing, you're going somewhere. It is a very emotional experience. I won't deny that. This is at a different level.
Yeah.
This is at a completely different level, subhanAllah, where you're saying goodbye to the best of creations.
Exactly, exactly. And the tears of love and attachment to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam are ever visible. It's really amazing the sensation that you feel when you pray at the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam in the presence of the memories of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So there's no doubt that these feelings won't only happen to one person, but many people who visit these blessed lands. And I can only ask Allah and wish that I will be able to experience those feelings that you had and the feelings that many of our brothers and sisters had around the world.
Inshallah, you will, Nadia. حسن الحال
والكل مؤمن مكسب خير
وهي من خير الأعمال
كون يا رب الأمور واجعل لي عجيب
مبرور أوين يا رب الأمور واجعل.
I really do hope that these experiences will inspire our Muslim brothers and sisters who are still yet to perform Hajj to complete it. And I really hope that this will also remind the Hujjaj of their time and experiences in Mecca and Medina, forming a zeal for them to return to the Holy Lands regularly. And this is something that we wanted to instill today to hopefully encourage and instill that longing to visit these precious lands, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. Ola, that brings us to the end of today's episode of Reconnecting in Dhul Hijjah. But listeners, don't despair, because we will be returning, insha'Allah ta'ala, for the fourth installment of the show.
That's right, and in which we will bring you plenty more opportunities to share your experiences, your first time experiences, your second time experiences, or if you've been lucky enough, all the experiences that you've had in terms of performing Hajj, as well as the opportunity to enter yourself into our Hajj season giveaway.
Absolutely, Ola. There are plenty of opportunity to earn reward and plenty of opportunity to be in the running to win some fantastic giveaways. So as I mentioned, that does bring us to the end of Reconnecting in Dhul Hijjah only for today. And inshallah, Ola and I will be reconnecting with you. Until then, please take care.
لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك.
Dhul Hijjah, the final month of the lunar year, the month of Hajj for Muslims from far and near.
A time to fulfill a once-in-a-lifetime obligation and distance yourself from worldly temptation.
In the city where hearts are drawn to the Green Dome, a place we all wish we could call home.
At the grave of the one to whom belongs the major intercession, you stand in humility and great veneration.
In Mecca awaits another magnificent sight. To one's eyes, the holy Kaaba brings much delight.
When pilgrims flock to Mount Arafat, it's to fulfill the greatest integral of Hajj, in fact.
Upon leaving Arafat and heading to Muzdalifah, together in harmony, pilgrims repeat the talbiyah.
On the evening of Eid, to Mina the pilgrims go. The next day at the three Jamarat, pebbles they will throw.
Returning to the Haram, they perform wudu at the Zamzam well before performing tawaf around the Kaaba to bid farewell.
About these practices, more you'll find out and know by joining us on Reconnecting in Dhul Hijjah on 2MFM Radio.